Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Johanna Urich. This week on AK, blackbirds. That's the call of the rusty blackbird, a ubiquitous species that has caught the attention of the Audubon Society. The reason? Numbers of birds are plummeting and causes of the decline are not well understood. The rusties breed in Alaska's wetlands. And as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, Audubon is asking Alaskans to help count the birds to get a handle on what's happening to the species.
Its call has been likened to the sound of a VHS tape rewind, and it has been described unflatteringly as a nondescript little black bird. But the little black bird with the intensely bright yellow eyes came under the gaze of East Coast ornithologist Dr. Russ Greenberg, who wondered why the once abundant bird was disappearing. Beth Peluso is with Audubon Alaska.
And I think one of the things that's really interesting to me about this is it really highlights how our Alaska birds are tied in to other places.
Peluso says Audubon wants to recruit volunteers to help track the migratory pattern of the rusty blackbird all through the United States and Canada this spring.
There may be something happening on the wintering grounds or along the migration routes that are affecting what's happening with our birds here. So this project is really great because it's going to give us a snapshot all the way through from wintering grounds all the way up through their migration to where they're nesting up here in Alaska.
Joining the 2014 Rusty Blackbird Blitz is as easy as posting to Facebook, and you don't have to be a serious bird watcher to do it. Peluso says citizen scientist data is collected on a website, ebird.org. The idea is to document arrivals of the rusty blackbird into Alaska.
They're really tricky to survey. They don't nest in colonies. They kind of disperse a little bit when they're nesting, and so they're kind of hard to get a good count on.
But the information gained may help to unravel a mystery. Why is the rusty blackbird in the steepest decline of any bird in North America? Audubon says the bird's numbers have dropped between 88% and 98%. Since the mid-1960s, and that has propelled the little bird to the top of the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List, a list of threatened species.
Okay, you lead the way.
So now, here we are on the Potter Marsh Boardwalk on the outskirts of Anchorage. Peluso, who's hauling a spotting scope over her shoulder, says it's one of the better viewing spots.
I thought I'd try scanning those spruce trees from over here.
So you really have to be pretty quick.
Yeah, and, you know, since they're migrating, they're a little harder to find just because they're not sitting singing like they will when they get on their breeding territory. So it is a little tricky.
She says the rusties are just starting to arrive in Alaska this week.
And I've been checking eBird every couple of days to see the reports starting to show up all of a sudden. Uh-huh. Where, you know, they couple down in Juneau and there were a couple here and there. And then now there's a whole bunch in Anchorage. There's a bunch up in Fairbanks.
Steve Matsuoka, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, joins us for the walk. He says rusty blackbirds breed in the boreal wetlands of Alaska and the Yukon. Climate change could be one culprit in their decline.
A lot of the lakes and ponds and water bodies in boreal Alaska, at least, are shrinking in size. And we think that's due to a combination of evaporation. These things are simply warming up.
The marshy areas provide lots of bugs the birds like to eat, but little is known of their patterns, where they stop over, and what predators threaten them. Matsuoka says habitat degradation in the south is a factor, but there is still no smoking gun. Until Russ Greenberg got interested a decade ago, no scientific study had been done on rusty blackbirds since the 1920s.
Pretty much like anything that he looked at anywhere in North America, it all showed the same trend for the species, so which was this 90% or greater decline that had occurred over at least the last 40 years and maybe dating back a century.
Matsuoka says reports from the mid-1800s indicate that the rusty blackbird once filled the sky with its migrations. And so the little black bird that once was a harbinger of spring could be telling us something important. Judith Scarl coordinates the Blitz in the U.S. and Canada from the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
When you do see a whole bunch of species that share parts of an ecosystem in decline, you certainly want to sit up and take notice and figure out what's going on and if there are common factors.
Scarl says next year, depending on the data gathered this year, volunteer birders will be directed to places where the birds are known to congregate. Back on Potter Marsh, we have no luck in sighting one.
We're looking for rusty blackbirds.
Yeah, we're trying to find them.
See them
in
Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right on my farm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. Audubon wants people to post their rusty blackbird sightings on eBird or on Audubon Alaska's website. For AK, I'm Ellen Lockyer.